of the Senate of the Associated Students to order on Wednesday, August 10th, 2016 at 5:08 in the Read Aloud and Senate Chambers. Moving into agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Texera.
Present.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Blair.
Tell them to mute them. Ask an excuse.
Present.
Brittany, are you on the line?
What?
Senator Blair, are you on the line? Senator Blair.
No.
Okay, so that's his excuse.
Senator Bond?
Present.
Senator Bradley?
That's his excuse.
Senator Charles? Oh, wait, you know what I'm saying? Sorry. Senator Crooks?
That's his excuse.
Senator Krupe?
Present.
Senator Duvall?
Senator Duvall?
Party excused.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
That's excused.
Senator Fang?
That's excused.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Henderson?
Present.
Senator H. Jackson?
Present.
Senator T. Jackson?
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
Senator Kohler?
Present.
Senator Macabalug?
That's excused.
Senator Oliva?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Equity?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Awesome.
But nobody can leave. Well, you lose
quorum. All right, moving into agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 7, reports of ASU and officers. Ask that the president gives his forward.
Short report now that we're going back to weekly meetings, but one of the big things I'm working on now with Shannon Ellis and Chuck Price is to get the civic engagement and volunteerism video that Inkblot made to be shown before every single Thursday night moving into Joe. I think it's very possible, and I've already gotten approval that it should be possible. I just have to work out the logistics with the techs and Chuck Price, but that's going to be super big for the civic engagement push. In another effort to expand the Campus to the City initiative, I'm working with Shannon Ellis, Admissions and Records, and Mayor Sheedy to have Mayor Sheedy write a letter to every incoming freshman that we would mail out to them before they get here, welcoming them to the city and to the university. Something really cool to just have them have an immediate connection with the mayor and the city right before they even get set foot in Reno. I think that'd be pretty cool for the Campus to the City initiative. A meeting was scheduled for September 30th among all the big stakeholders for the statue project, so it's probably going to be delayed for about a month just so that we can get all the big players in one room. But from there, we're going to start the preliminary discussions about the design of it and what we actually want on that statue. And then this morning, myself, Senator Jackson, H. Jackson, met with one of the coordinators for We the People program that's designed to promote civic responsibility in the K-12 system, and we are trying to figure out different ways to partner with them and promote that civic engagement and democratic responsibility before they even start getting to our schools. So that's all I've got for now, and I don't have any reports with any other officers.
All right, moving to agenda item 7C, Chief of Staff Sebastian Altunda.
How's it going, guys? I just got back into town yesterday, so I'm sorry that I haven't been here for a physical meeting. I'm going to kind of add off of what I went off, or my report from last week. So I brought some of the programs for you guys to take a look at. Make sure that your contact information is right in those as well. So we're going to go ahead and break down the day by day. On August 18th, we're going to be starting at 5 to 5:30 a.m. here at the Joe Crowley Student Union. This is because we have to get everyone over to Motherlode River Center by 8 o'clock. due to the buses, since we have over 47 people attending, we have over 60 people going to retreat, which is awesome. We will be having to take a bigger bus, and that takes us on a different highway due to the size issues. So that's why we have to leave so early in the day. We will not be returning from rafting back to the main camp until around 2 p.m. This is a change that is not noted in those programs, but what happened is we're going to be having lunch right on the river. They're going to pull us off to the side, and then they're going to be having a sandwich bar set up where everyone can just grab food real quick and we can hang out on the rafts. So that's why that time was expanded. Then we're going to come back here to the KC lawn, and we're going to be going over all the different draft picks. So this is when you guys will be broken into your groups for the week, and then you will also get the jerseys that we have ordered for all your different teams. All of you got broken into these teams. We have four different jerseys that will be going out to all of you, and those will be here by the 15th. So by next meeting, you guys will have those jerseys to take a look at. For the second day is a really long day. This is our most comprehensive with curriculum. We'll be going from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., mostly in the JCSU Ballroom C. Tons of cool stuff. We already talked about the community leader panel, but we're going to be having Rita Layden come here to tell you guys about the whole Associated Students as a whole. We also have Angie Taylor coming, and she will be doing a big leadership exercise for all of us. We have a diversity training that we're going to have everyone go through, and then really look at the analytics of what ASUN is, so that the next day when we do break into all our different groups, into all our different departments, you guys have a better understanding of what to get done for the next session. On Saturday, it's a kind of quick day. We're going to go from 10 a.m. to 2:30, and this is going to be taking place in Dick Taylor Park. As you guys know, we did adopt that park last year, so it's going to be cool to use that location. With there, we're going to be going over the strategic plan, and that's when you guys will have that time to meet with your senators as a whole, with all the different departments, and come up with your goals. And then we'll be breaking into three to four different community service activities. Some of you guys will be going to work with bikes and repair bikes at the Kiwanis Bike Program. Other of you will be going to the Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada and doing a food bank type of thing and a food pantry. And then we're gonna be working with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, and a group will stay at Dick Taylor Park to make sure that we get that cleaned up and do our help with that. If you guys have any questions about the retreat schedule, please let me know. I have all of your contact info in here as well. Take a look at that, make sure it's right. If it's not, send me an email. One of the things I want to stress is there will not be any cancellations for the river rafting part of the trip. That is something that all of you had to sign off in your waiver. If you do have to cancel, please let me know. I'll try to work around your guys' schedule. I know two senators already are unable to attend that portion, but I will try to work with you guys as much as possible. But if not, you will have to refund the association if there's any last minute things that come up. For professional photos, all of you guys, I believe, have your professional photos done, but there will be a remock for pictures if you don't like how your picture turned out. That will be on August 17th from 4 to 5 before Senate starts, so Inkblot will be doing those back in Pack Place. I didn't bring the internship stuff because I was hoping there'd be more of you guys here, but I will hand out more of the internship program, or the handbills and stuff for you guys to give out. For those of you who are here, I have brought the rafting groups, so thank you for coming. You guys can take a little look at what groups you guys are going to be broken into. And then on the day of, there's also going to be this liability form that I'm going to have you all fill out, and that will be for the rafting as a whole. But if there's any other questions, if you have any schedule concerns, please let me know. Shoot me an email, but that's all I have on my end.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chief? Seeing none, moving into Deputy Chief of Staff.
Michael. Hello, everyone. All right, so this week, working on the SNF, I met with Rachel Lucas to discuss where we're going with this and what we want to do with it. So just to give you guys like an overview of what her project's going to be, what we're looking to do is to bring professors to the university and basically hold a sustainability conference. So with this, we're going to bring professors from other universities across the nation. We're trying to keep it to the West Coast just because it'll be lower cost for that. But what we want to do is bring them here. Our overall goal is to bring a universal compost system. We're lacking in that at this university, and a lot of other universities are using it right now. The SNF itself is only 10,000, so we weren't able to, as much as Rachel Lucas wanted to do something with that, she's unable to use that money to bring an actual working combo system. It'd be a lot more. So as for right now, we're going to bring the professors to kind of evaluate where we're at and what we're going to do with that. We're having a little problems with her original idea didn't really incorporate the students. So I'm going to be working with her to add a day that incorporates students and bringing them to the professors and having the students interact with the professors that we bring. We're not really sure logistically how that's going to work yet, but I'll keep you guys updated. The expected date for this conference will be in March, so we have a lot of time before this happens. So we're going to be working really hard on that and getting everything set, so I'll keep you guys updated as we meet. And then I met with the Campus Bicycle Committee this week. So that was really cool. What they're working on right now is bringing a new bike map, so it shows all the possible bike routes on this campus. I think it's going to be really cool. I'm going to open it up to the senators if you guys want to contact me to talk about a resolution making us a bike-friendly campus. I think that would be really important since we've established a pedestrian-friendly campus. I think since we're going to look into bike share and pushing this further, we're going to really need to work on making it bike-friendly, number one. So another resolution or a bill that will be coming through is once we determine how much these bicycle maps will cost, we're going to possibly have ASUN sponsor them. With other companies across the campus and like Laughing Planet as well. So I'm working with the committee to see how much that'll cost and then how much we want to pay with ASUN. So be looking forward to that. But yeah, that's it. Any questions?
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Attorney General Dylan Tefford.
Hi, everyone. So the last week or two, I did a lot of work on the typos and stuff in the SAS. It's a pretty miserable undertaking because you're kind of like reading like, pretty closely and just skim for content. So moving along on that, I'm in like chapter 701 or something like that. So there's just a little bit to go, probably like 60 pages. So that should be done, you know, definitely before school starts, like I said. Other than that, committees and like intern committees, like everybody take minutes and record minutes whenever you meet up, because if you don't, we have to try to track something down to prove and show what happened at the meeting that we can post online, and that is very, very hard when there's no record of what was said. So committee chairs, just be diligent about it. When things start up with interns, just make sure that they know that, like, when they meet up, that's like a group they need to take minutes for anything that, you know, would fall out of the NRS statute. So decide that.
Growing on that, Andrea and I had a conversation with James. Don't take minutes on your cell phone. Just go to the accounting office. We just bought a new recorder for. We bought two new recorders, just emergency ones. You can go to the front desk or the accounting office, I believe, and they'll have a recorder at all times that we can use as emergency ones. But just don't take them with your cell phones.
Yeah, just like what Noah said, just make sure you go get it that way and make sure, like, I mean, if you can, like, just take care of it, because if not, it's pretty tough to find a solution for it, because all we can really do is post an agenda, which isn't the most professional thing, and it's not the best look. So we're just trying to stay open and transparent with that kind of stuff, so make sure that you get those minutes recorded. Other than that,
any questions?
Awesome.
Thank you. Chief Justice Samuel McKenna.
Good evening, everyone. So tonight, we have one of the new associate justices coming up in front of you guys, bringing you the best of the best here at the university. So, and other than that, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to talk to myself or Attorney General Tefford. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. Moving to agenda item 7N, Speaker Pro Tem Hannah Jackson.
Not much of a report today other than thank you for sending me your reports of your committee chair at the meeting with President Johnson. And Dr. Ellis, they were very impressed with all of your goals and things that you had planned for next year. So thank you for sending those to me.
All right. And for myself, I missed the meeting with Mark, so I sent Hannah, and she did a great job. Although we won't see Mark on the first Senate meeting because he has a big donor dinner, so we need to find someone else to invite for the first Senate meeting. Moving into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time?
Can I say something with us? I forgot to mention it in my report. So September 9th, we're having a bicycle tour of campus. So basically, they'll be riding through the bike routes, showing off the different bike lockers, the different bike racks,
talking about everything bicycle while they're riding on their bikes. So I think it's actually going to be September 9th at 4 p.m. So if we could get some ASUN representatives out there with your bikes, that would be awesome. But yeah, I'll keep reminding you every week.
All right, thank you. All right, agenda item 10, motions to fast track. I'm seeking a motion to fast track the nomination of Nathan Gassad to Associate Justice. Senator Jackson.
I move to fast-track the appointment of Megan Gosalad to Associate Justice by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving into agenda item 11B, nomination of Megan Gosalad. Megan, you have 3 minutes to speak. You can sit down right here, and then we'll ask you some questions afterwards.
Well, I'll stand. But hello, everybody. My name is Megan Gosalad. I'm currently about to be a senior at the university, about to start the nursing program myself. I used to be a programmer for ASUN. That was last year. Prior to that, I was also an intern for them. And during that year as an intern, I was also the special events coordinator for the IFC. So I've gotten a lot of experience serving on a board that oversees these sort of big competitions where there's a lot of pressure from outside groups to help them out. I think using that experience, I'll be able to serve as an unbiased associate justice sitting during any hearing. Hopefully there won't be too much trouble for you guys, but you can, if you so appoint me, I'll do my best to be a fair and unbiased ear and listen to only the truths and make sure that no sort of outside influence gets to me. That's all I've got to say. Thanks, Ben.
Are there any questions for Mr. Gassad? Senator Green.
Can you explain your goals for the position?
Say again, I'm sorry?
Can you explain any goals that you might have for the position, or specifically why you want it?
I have terrible hearing. Let me just
Goals.
Okay. My apologies. Yeah, goals is really to just see that the associate justice position and the whole department that as a whole comes to, I suppose, more public attention, you know, let people know that we're actually an active part in ASUN. I mean, my friend was an associate justice for the remaining, I think, year of his time at the university, and I had no idea he was an associate justice himself. So I'd like to see us take a more active role on campus. I mean, and that, I don't mean that we're busy hearing a lot of trials or anything like that, but just to see us be a bit more active on campus and working with youth senators or programmers, helping out in whatever aspect in the university that you'd like to see our pretty little face at.
Are there any other questions for the candidate? All right, thank you. We ask that you leave, although you do not have to worry about it anymore.
Oh.
And then if you could just sign this on outside if you're going to go outside. Thank you. All right, I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve the nomination of Megan Gosselaar to Associate Justice.
Is there a second? Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
Second.
Is there any discussion to the motion? Senator Kruppi.
Through the speaker to Chief Justice Burketta, what was the interview process of this position consistent of?
So the interview process of this position was we had a set number of questions that were determined beforehand and we went through them. Some of the questions range from personal ethics to experience at the university as well as interest in serving and how you could best serve the university. And that's kind of, it was a multitude of those questions.
President Boone.
Just to add more on that, because I sat on the interviews as well. Basically, what he means by determining their ethical standards, one of the biggest questions on there and most important to me was something along the lines of, if you're a cop and you see someone driving 10 miles over the speed limit on the freeway, but they're keeping up with traffic, what do you do? In an effort to see if they're more about the spirit of the law or the letter of the law. And the four people that were chosen total, it was split halfway. Two of them said spirit of the law, two of them said letter of the law. So that's how we built this board of the four justices. And I believe Megan was one of the people that went with the spirit of the law.
So how many, you have one person that's spirit and one person that's letter?
Two spirit, two letter. That includes Taylor and Theron, who were approved last week, and then Corbett, who won't be here tonight. But
Okay, awesome. Senator Kirby.
So, to be frank, the reason that I ask this is, though I quite enjoy him as a person, and when I'm out, I think that his professionalism is abysmal, and that his demeanor even here was lacking. Though he was dressed professionally, his presentation was not. And I think that in his past experiences with the association, he's proven himself not to be very professional and has caused issues with how we work things, and things have had to change because of his previous actions, including very recently within the last 2 weeks, posts on the active Senate page that were unprofessional and unbecoming of someone who's supposed to be a justice at the university.
Senator Green.
I also just wanted to hear why chosen, because he didn't really explain anything, right, except he wanted us to be transparent. That was the only goal.
Yeah, so I think he didn't have many goals is because as an associate justice, your role is not to make goals. You're really supposed to lift up the department and oftentimes the goals I've set. And I think that because we haven't had a lot of time to meet yet, he hasn't set any specific goals. I understand the comment about his demeanor, and I think that as something, as a department, we need to work on as to be professional. So I think that's something we need to address that we haven't addressed yet. But it's one of the top things on the list. I agree with Senator Kirby that the judicial department needs to hold itself to a very high standard, and that will be done.
Senator Kirby, do you have any further comments?
Nope.
Is there any further discussion on the candidate? Seeing none, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
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 Abstentions?
Aye.
I'm going to call for a revote. Dennis, can you ask them to listen to the Senate?
Hey guys, could you guys turn on your microphones and listen on the current conversation?
All right, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
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 Can you please designate who just said aye over GoToMeeting?
Yeah,
so
you should please designate who said aye.
Aye.
Duval.
One at a time, please.
Kohler.
Aye.
Duval, Luis, Kohler. And then there's one more who just said aye.
I think it was
Vaughn.
Vaughn, did you say aye? Senator Vaughn?
Ask one more time.
Senator Vaughn, did you say aye?
Yes.
Okay. So those four. Plus Senator Jackson, Senator Keady, Senator Anderson. Opposed?
Nay.
Senator Kruppi, Speaker Pro Tem Jackson, and Senator Green. And abstentions?
Boy.
Senator Oliva.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't count.
Yeah,
that
yeah. Can you please say over the record it passes?
Motion passes.
Awesome. So, candidate is one, the Associate Justice. Agenda item
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
All right, moving into agenda item 22, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Moving into agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned at 5:34.